Blog Talk Radio.
Following love, lift and support us through our lives.
And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Let's play some music.
No. Oh, Have made who am I? Thank you.
Message for the night. It's titled Darkness, and it's part one of three. And I'm taking it from Scripture Isaiah verses chapter 9, verse 2. A summary, part one of 3 week series, The Journey Toward Christ. This looks at darkness, the place where we can all find ourselves before coming to know God. Have you ever been completely in the dark? Can you take just a second to remember what that felt like? What are some words you use to describe that experience? They're not usually good words, are they? There's often something terrifying about darkness. All of our scariest stories involve darkness. Think about it. Ever heard someone tell a ghost story that happens on a bright, beautiful, sunny day? Almost all of them take place in the dark. Are ghost stories even told in the daylight? Of course not. Of course not. They're told in the dark. Now, here's the thing. When we're in physical darkness, we always know it. Even blind people can detect the difference between when they are in the light and when they are in darkness. But we can be in the dark spiritually and not even know it. When you are in darkness, you don't know where you are. You're lost. But part of being lost is not knowing you're lost. There's nothing harder than seeing your own darkness and admitting to yourself and others. That's what I want to talk to you about today. Spiritual darkness. We're heading toward summer, okay? So our series is called The Journey Toward Christ. And we'll start today in darkness, where every spiritual journey begins. There are people all over this room who are in some kind of darkness right now. Many don't know it. You're in a spiritual darkness of missing God in your life. Are you in a behavioral darkness or of addiction to alcohol or pornographic or gambling? Are you in the emotional darkness of negativity where the whole world and everything that happens looks bleak to you all the time? Are you in darkness of being hopeless where you just don't think things in your life can never get any better than they are? Are you in darkness of loneliness? Are you in physical darkness of illness? Are you in darkness of lack of purpose for your life? Are you in darkness of anger, bitterness, and resentment? So how's that working out for you? Seriously. I ask you with compassion, how does it feel to be right now? Have you recognized that you may be in darkness? God has a lot to say to us about darkness. Darkness is a common theme in the Bible. Darkness used as a metaphor for ignorance and spiritual blindness. The Bible describes a world living in darkness before Christ. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, before those people lived in darkness, but now they have seen a great light. They live in a dark land, but a light has shined on them. So the world is in darkness. When the individuals in this world are in darkness at one point, we are all in darkness. At one point, we will live before Christ in Scripture. We have the picture of the world of the individual human beings who are in darkness before Christ comes to this earth. People who are lost don't know their way. They are in moral darkness, relational darkness, spiritual darkness, emotional darkness. They may be fearful, they may not. But either way, they do not know their way. We must read this as a description of those people at that time, but also understand it as a portrait of every human life without Christ. The scripture purpose is to show us this. So respond to darkness. Ignore it. Ever been in the dark and figured out you might as well close your eyes because they're useless? This is one response people have to being in darkness. There's no way to ever really know how to live life, so whatever darkness is the norm for everybody. Deny it. Refuse to acknowledge the possibility that the reason they keep constantly bumping into things is because they are in darkness. I know I keep bumping into things and making a mess of my life, but my beliefs really work for me. They really, really do. I don't need God. I don't need some crutch in my life to make me feel better. Compassionate for it. People who are physically blind develop other senses more accurately so they can compensate for what they lack. We are spiritually blind. We can put other things in our life in a position where God would otherwise be. Money, possessions, addictions, or whatever. I know many people who worship another god they call science, and that's what brings mystery and wonder to their lives. Admit it. God's Rainbow Mission Tabernacle Church is a church that is all about helping people get to the fourth option. But there's nothing unharnessed in coming to see our own darkness and admitting to ourselves and others. What will be your response to darkness may you be in? Do you recognize the darkness is in your life? Do you recognize the need for God in your life? Do you realize that spiritually you may be in darkness? Do you recognize that you may have an addiction to something that it might be a kind of darkness in your life? Do you recognize the negativity and critical spirit in your life as a kind of darkness? If you are hopeless, do you recognize that as darkness, something that can be different? Have you recognized that illness doesn't have to throw you into emotional darkness? Do you see your life as without purpose and recognize that as a kind of darkness? Are angry or bitter or resentful right now? Have you been compensating for that or ignoring it or denying it? Do you see it as a kind of darkness? So where are you now in regard to whatever darkness is in your life? Have you been ignoring it, denying it? Have you been trying to compensate for it? Are you prepared to admit it? What if that happened everywhere? What if people all over the world stopped using nice names for their problems and realized they stem from darkness? God is not in my life. I'm in darkness. I have an addiction. I'm in darkness. I'm a negative person. I'm in darkness. I'm hopeless and in the dark. I'm in the darkness of loneliness, illness, lack of purpose, anger, bitterness, and resentment. The Bible warns us from cover to cover of the danger and ultimately the futility of continuing on the darkness, blindness, and ignorance. But there's nothing harder than coming to see our own darkness and admitting it to ourselves and others. It's just hard to do. So now, if you said you think you might be ready to consider the darkness that is in your life, I want you to ask you, what is the first thing that happens once you realize you're stuck in darkness? You begin looking for a way to get out. Next week, I want to talk to you about searching. But if today you have thought about your life and realize there is darkness in it somewhere, then it is a huge step. Why? Because there's nothing harder than coming to see our own darkness and admitting it to ourselves and to others. If today you have to come to a place where you think you are ready to see it and admitting that you need to search for a way out, I applaud you for that. The hardest part is over. It really is. Once you realize you are in darkness, whether it's spiritual, emotional, or whatever, then you can begin searching for the way out. I want to help you with that next week. Amen. Let us pray. Amen. Dear God and Father of us all, sanctify us in your truth, Lord. Your word is truth, Lord. We come before your presence and ask you to touch us with your spirit, Lord, to shape our lives in the truth and the joy of your name, Lord. So touch us with your spirit, Lord, that we may carry out our task in your service, Lord. May your face shine on us and all needy people who turn to you, Lord. May your power be given even more fully, and may your cause become great in the world until at last it brings new life to all nations. Amen. And we pray that in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, this brings us to the question, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of living this life and never knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Or you maybe lack purpose in life and you need some? Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Maybe you suffer from an addiction such as alcohol, drugs, gambling, overeating, pornographic. Okay, whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order to do so, he has to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? It's so simple to say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long, I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation, and I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you to the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and again, and may he always keep you highly favored. All right. Let's take some calls. Area code 269.
Oh, hello, Ken. Long time no talk. This is Pastor Veal. How are you?
All right, Pastor Veal. How you doing?
I'm doing good, except I would really appreciate it if you stopped emailing me Tony's number and telling me to call Tony and harass him when he's not doing his show. You know, I know that you called him up and you had a good chat with him, but that doesn't...
Didn't email you at all. 443.
Hey there, Ken. This is first time caller. How you doing?
All right. How you doing?
Well, I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you today, sir?
I'm blessed and highly favored as well.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Well, I'm a big fan of your show. No, I'm just curious. Are you gonna have a 4th of July? Are you gonna have a 4th of July? Are you gonna have a 4th of July bash at R-Dash? If so, I'd like.
No,
to...
I'm not gonna have that. Okay, 111.
Hi, is this Pastor Ken?
Yes, it is.
I'm curious if you know a man by the name of CDs.
No, I don't.
Are you sure you don't know CDs?
No.
Well, his name is CDs Nut, you fat bastard.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. That figures. One one one, you're on the air.
So, listen, I know you hung up on me, but I'm also curious about another thing. How many times...
111.
Now in the host queue.
111.
Oh. Shalom, Kenny.
Shalom, Don. 111.
Hello, this is Mississippi Mike. How are you?
All right, Mississippi Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just sitting here down south enjoying the heat. Now, I'm curious about something because my church was asking me. I put on one of your GRM episodes in church when I had to leave my pastoral duties, so to speak. And they came back and they asked me, they wondered with Pride Month, we all know that Tony Ferrar is a bug chaser, as they call him in the gay community. How many bugs did Tony give you? Any other loads of HIV by any chance?
No, he didn't give me any diseases.
Are you sure about that? I heard you coughing earlier. You didn't get any
STDs.
I have CBD. You, CBD?
No, it's a COPD.
COPD. So you weren't having any unsafe sex during Pride Month, were you?
No.
Now, I've got to tell you something. You hanging up on Mr. Don Cornelius, who's very close with my church, is absolutely absurd. Why do you keep doing it? Bring Don on. He is fantastic insight. And why do you refuse to speak to black people? Are you racist?
No, I am not racist.
Then why don't you let Don on? You know, he's a prosecuting minority. I think you're racist, Kenny.
I'm not.
Someone said Ku Klux Kenny in chat. I think that's a good name for you because we have those boys running around down south, the burning crosses. I think you've burned a cross or two in your day. That's why you've got a swastika on your body.
No, I didn't burn a cross.
I hear you're laughing. Racism ain't no laughing joke. Farrar, you can't be racist. I know you hate black people, and that's why you never picked them up as clients when you was a prostitute. But listen, you gotta knock it off. You gotta take this seriously. I'm gonna call the social justice people on you, and they're gonna boycott your show.
Okay, you do that.
I will. I'll call every gay bar up down in San Antonio. They won't let your ass in.
All right.
So go keep chasing those pile loads, you pile of racists,
right.
All right?
Thank you for calling GRM.
Okay. All right. 111.
Kenny, it's Don. Why'd you hang up on me, brother? What's going on?
Let him talk.
You know, no. And I'm the one, and let him know, I'm the one hanging up on Don Cornelius. And it's nothing about being racist, but until he comes on here and says that he was lying about me stealing credit cards from him and using them to buy, God only knows, the strangest sexual devices I've actually ever heard of, then he can come back on the show. Until then, why does he want to be on the show with thieves and liars and everything else? He's such a godly man when he's talking bad about you on other shows. So, I'm the one hanging up on Don Cornelius, not Kenny. You have any more callers?
Kenny, why do you keep hanging up on me? I want to have a constructive convo with you. It's Pastor Veal. Everybody's
okay.
Saying they want me on. Why do you keep cutting me off?
I haven't been.
Has Tony Farrar been cutting me off?
That could be.
Tony, you got to stop. You know, you got to stop controlling Kenny in his show. This isn't your show. It's Ken's show, all right?
You stop discussing my sex life on this show.
I'm not saying anything about your sex life on this show.
You lie. You say that we send you sexy pictures and we're doing this and that and sending them to your email and pictures of Ken and I having sex and we send them to your business place and your wife sees them and your kids see them and da-da-da-da-da. You know, so really when you start into that line, it's just a bunch of bull, so why do we want to listen to you?
Well, provide proof that you didn't send me those, because I did get emails of pictures of you doing anal intercourse with Ken. At least it looked like it to me, so prove.
There you go. Boop! Out of here. Any more callers? I like this game. All 111s.
Yo, Farrar, you a fat AIDS-riddled motherfucker, man. You a pussy.
Wrong answer. Boop, you're gone.
111.
Farrar, this isn't over. I'll come to Ardash Lane and talk to you in person.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, let's play some music.
Winter's branch stands deceived, earth communing on her leaves, waiting to be. Oh, Thank you.
All my tears, you are
songs. Amen. All righty. Let's get into the prophetic word. The Father says today that all things have passed away and all things have become new. I have dissolved in myself on the cross every curse and every imposition of hell against your life. As I have raised to new life, so there is resurrection life coursing through your veins. Where is sickness and disease, it is excluded. Where is weakness and disability, it is lifted by my power. Where is death, and it no longer has a sting that I can strike you with. You are mine, I am yours. The love relationship has begun. New favor has found you this day. You are accepted in the beloved. You are entitled as a favorite son and a favorite daughter in my kingdom. Be encouraged this day, says the Father. It's not a vain thing or a naive thing to take courage and comfort from my word. The world wants you to be discouraged and angered at what you see happening around you. Anger is not a fruit of the Spirit. There is no wisdom found in fear or borrow. Okay? Rejoice and let the peace of joy that is my kingdom fill you and well you up within you. Laugh the laugh of faith, says God. Say, ba-ha-ha. For this is the diverseness of the joy of God that causes all the strongholds of the enemy to be brought down to dust and splinters in a moment of time. I am with you, says God, and will never leave you nor forsake you. This is your security, and this is your comfort. In the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, says your Father. Amen. This goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. All right. Well, I'm going to say good night, everybody. God bless you. May you have a blessed night. Until Saturday, see you then. Bye-bye, all.